In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Reverend Fathers, dear faithful, at the end of the Litany of St. Joseph, we say of St. Joseph that God made him prince over his household and ruler over all his possessions. And we may ask ourselves why God was pleased to give St. Joseph this enormous role, an incredibly difficult role. You know that God obviously doesn't need our help. He doesn't need anybody's help. He can do everything himself. He's got all power. So why would he choose this man and impose upon him such an enormous role, the role of taking care of himself, taking care of the God-man on this earth, and taking care of God's most precious creature, Our Lady? Think about what was involved in this responsibility of being the foster father of our Lord. How many difficulties, how many sufferings St. Joseph experienced in fulfilling this role. Think about what it must have been like to be a fugitive, to be on the run against those who were seeking to take the life of our Lord, to flee to a foreign country, to try to make your way in that country, and then to always have this sense that you're being hunted. You have to keep a low profile, that maybe those who are looking for the child will catch up with them. And then having the struggle of providing for the family while keeping a low profile, where you can't get a job that's very prominent. You have to get a very discreet job so that you don't draw attention to yourself. And finally, to return to Judea, but still not be safe, where the angel tells St. Joseph, don't go to Judea, go up to Galilee, and live there. All of the worries of St. Joseph, the concerns he had to provide for this family, the care that he had, knowing that he had God in front of him, that he had the Mother of God to care for. Why would God give him all this responsibility when God knew that it was going to be difficult, when God knew that it was going to involve a lot of suffering for St. Joseph? We may pose to ourselves this objection. How often are we tempted to question the providence of God? But this objection comes from a worldly perspective, a perspective that's so common today that sees basically suffering and difficulty as the biggest evil, a thing to be avoided at all cost. We, being members of the Catholic faith, we have to try to see things from the perspective of God himself. Think, what is our Heavenly Father doing? Why did he desire to have a man, a mere man, fulfill such a huge role? And the first answer, I think, that comes to mind is the fact that God is a good father. And if you're a good father, then you want to impose responsibilities upon your children. You know that giving them responsibilities, giving them things to do, will help form them into adults. It will be good for them. The father shows a trust in his children when he gives them responsibility. Of course, the father then has to follow up and give them the means to fulfill the things he's asked them to do. But this is what God does with us. He gives us big roles in our life. He gives us huge things to accomplish. But he also then comes along and provides his grace to assist us to fulfill those roles. Think of bad parents. Bad parents just neglect their children. Perhaps they just feed their children and say, okay, do whatever you want. They don't make demands of them. They don't say, hey, you need to do this. You need to take care of this. You need to perform. You need to do your homework. You need to do your chores, these sorts of things. The children become spoiled. They're not ready for adulthood when adulthood comes. Then the second thing that surely is part of the motivation of our Heavenly Father, of giving St. Joseph this huge role, giving us roles that are difficult and require suffering, is the fact that suffering and difficulty is often very good for us. You think about a family that they're living their lives, and if the family is sort of wallowing in riches, has all the luxuries of this world, is living a very comfortable life, a lot of times their love towards one another becomes cold. But if they have to experience crosses, if they have to experience difficulties, and they manage to make it through those difficulties, they manage to rise to the occasion and live through those difficulties, what happens as a result? The family becomes closer. They love one another more. They also become holier. They become more virtuous. They become less selfish through these trials. And so the difficulties of our state of life are not a mistake on the part of God. He wants to draw us closer. He wants to perfect us in charity. And then the third thing is the fact that we live in a world of sin. We are fallen creatures. And as a result, we have work to do in this life. We have a work to do that's similar to what our Lord did, to what Our Lady did, to what St. Joseph did. We have to help take away the sins of the world. This is one of our roles as a Catholic. So the main way that we do that is by carrying our cross, by facing difficulties, patiently bearing those difficulties, being sacrificial, doing what we do for a supernatural motive. This is how we become like our Lord and our Lady and St. Joseph. We do supernatural things. We pay for sin. We eradicate sin in our lives. This life of difficulty and crosses is a life that God chose for His mother. She rose to the occasion. As a result, we honor her. We respect her. This is the life that He chose for His foster father, for St. Joseph. He rose to the occasion. As a result, we respect Him. We honor Him. You know that, as I say, St. Joseph had to suffer and experience difficulty in fulfilling his role of being the foster father of our Lord and the spouse of Our Lady. It was a role that the world did not like. And so the world made things difficult for him. He stepped forward. He performed his role admirably. As a result, he's a saint, one of the greatest of saints, someone whom we invoke and honor. And so if this is the divine providence for the Holy Family, what do you think, my dear faithful? What do you think that God wants for you, for your life? How do you think He wants to arrange your life? Certainly He wants to do the same thing. He wants to give you a role in this life that is difficult, that is challenging. He wants to accompany you in this role with His grace and assist you to rise to the occasion of the difficulties that you experience in your family life, in your job, in your duty of state. And this is a sign of his love for you, of His confidence in you. And if you accept this role, the same thing will happen to you that happened to St. Joseph. First of all, you're asked to do a lot of things that the world does not like. And secondly, you're persecuted because of that, or you have difficulties. It's not easy to do these things. You're asked to suffer. You're asked to perform sacrifices, many sacrifices. And then, with the grace of God, you rise to the occasion. You become holier. You draw closer to our Lord and our Lady. And quite honestly, you have a happier life. You have a more joyful and more fulfilled life than other people do who are just following the ways of the world. Just think of a family that wants to follow God's plan for them today. They say to themselves, we're not going to do what everybody else is doing, this sort of family planning where we just decide what children we're going to accept in this world. We'll just take whatever children God decides to give us. And the children keep coming. You get more and more children and they have to raise. It's not easy raising children, and they have less money because it's not only difficult to raise children, it also costs money. And then they say to themselves, we must not only bring children into this world, we have to educate them. And so what are we going to do? We'll try to arrange it such that the mother stays home with the children. We'll be a single-income family. So the mother can be with the children. Then we're going to send them to a Catholic school. We're not going to go to the free public school where we don't have to pay money, but we're going to pay money to send them to a Catholic school. And, you know, the family keeps looking at their bank account and it keeps getting lower and lower and lower and lining, like, how are we going to make ends meet? And with all these things, the world is not accommodating us to have this Catholic family. These companies are much more looking at their profit margin than accommodating families who live in this way. So they have to live a life of faith. They have to struggle. They don't have the money to give their kids a very expensive college education. They don't have the money for luxurious cars, luxurious vacations. They just have to stay home with each other and love one another more, trusting in God more. As a result, they're holier. They're happier through their difficulties. They draw closer to one another. They draw closer to God. And they experience things that are very similar to what St. Joseph himself experienced. We must not, my dear faithful, we must not say to God, God, you have all power. Why don't you raise my kids? This is really difficult. This is like a really huge role that you've given me to have all these children and to expect me to get them to heaven in this 21st century world. Why don't you step in and take care of all this for me? We must not say that to God. We must say to him, thank you, dear Lord, for this responsibility, this trust that you confided to me. I don't know why you have so much confidence in me to give me all these children, but I would do the best I can. Please only help me with your grace. Isn't something similar true for our parish as well? When we think about the fact that, well, I mean, we're living in an age of the church where there's not much respect for our Lord Jesus Christ. And we say to ourselves, we don't want to participate in the Novus Ordo Mass because it's disrespectful. It's trying to please the world. It's trying to please the Protestants. We want to have this Mass. And as a result, we suffer. We're persecuted. We don't receive sort of diocesan support. And hopefully this is a situation where we're drawn a little bit closer. We're more fervent. We're more holy as a result. You know, we definitely have one of the characteristics of a grassroots movement, and that is we have very little material resources. It all has to come from the bottom. We have this beautiful church that we have to take care of. We have our school, which is expensive to run. We have this master plan that somehow we've got to try to accomplish, and we have very little resources. And this is simply the role that God has given us in this 21st century world to be a traditional parish faithful to God. And it puts us in a situation that's similar to the situations that St. Joseph was in. As a result, we pray to him. We pray our master plan prayer, you know, every Sunday to ask St. Joseph to take care of us, to provide for our material needs, just as he provided for the material needs of our Lord and our Lady, so also he would condescend to look after us. You may have heard the story of Brother André Bessette, a lay brother in Quebec, in Montreal. He was a doorkeeper at Notre Dame College in Montreal. And he met many people being the doorkeeper. And to these people, he always talked to them about St. Joseph. He had an incredible devotion to St. Joseph. He always recommend devotion to St. Joseph to them. And he would also visit the sick. And when he would visit the sick, he would take this oil from a lamp at the college, and he would anoint the sick people with this oil. And a lot of times, there were miraculous cures. It didn't happen all the time. Sometimes people were cured, sometimes they were not. But there was a lot of miraculous cures. Brother André became famous. He received like 80,000 letters a year. He had needed four secretaries to just field his correspondence. But something that the Brother André always said was that I have cured no one in my life. It is St. Joseph who has cured you. And you probably know that he was able to build a very great church. He was able to build a church as a shrine to St. Joseph on Mount Royal, just purely out of his devotion to Saint Joseph. His devotion to Saint Joseph was so great that people gave him money for this incredible project that he had to build this church. So, my dear faithful, let us have confidence in Saint Joseph and go to him with all of our needs. If you're living a Catholic life, you can truly go to Saint Joseph and say to him, Saint Joseph, I'm living a life and experiencing the same things that are similar to what you experience in your life, the same difficulties, the same worries. Please take care of me. Please take care of my family. I don't think it's a mistake that the month of Saint Joseph is March. The month of Saint Joseph is always almost entirely Lent. Usually the whole month is the time of Lent, because Saint Joseph is good for us in facing our difficulties, the difficulties of our state of life, the difficulties of our vocation. Because the fact is, my dear faithful, God does give us big roles in this life. Fathers of families, mothers of families, just the average Catholic in this life, we do have big roles. God expects a lot of us. We have work to do. We have to become holier. We have to pay for sin. We have many spiritual victories to win in the years to come. So let us turn to St. Joseph, who was so faithful in fulfilling the massive role that God gave him, so that we also may be as faithful in him and what God has given us to do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.